The Long Bar Point Land Development Project is set to go before the Manatee County Commission on August 6. In 2008, the County Commission approved plans to build over 4,000 homes plus 150,000 square feet of commercial space. Carlos Baruff, along with developer Larry Lieberman, will go before the Manatee County Commission and ask for that approval to be amended, allowing them to build a mixed-use development that includes single and multifamily homes, a hotel, marina, office and commercial space, and a conference center on 463 acres. In order for the project to be approved, Baruff needs a map amendment to rezone the property for mixed-use development, as well as a text amendment in the county comprehensive plan to allow development in the coastal high-hazard zone, areas prone to damage from storm flooding, as long as the property is 200 acres or more. Last weekend, protesters to the project gathered in boats, kayaks, paddleboards, and jet skis on Sarasota Bay to let people know that they were not willing to give up the last piece of undeveloped shoreline in Manatee County. I spoke with Terry Wunder, a member of the Bay Life Preservers Group and one of the organizers of last weekend's protest. Thank you, Dr. Wunder, for talking with us today. Why is the preservation of Long Bar Point an important cause for you and the Bay Life Preservers Group?
Well, because if this proposal, this development wants, is approved, acres of Sarasota Bay mangroves and seagrasses will be destroyed, and the real impact on the environment, the traffic, the fishing and the boating, and the people and their way of life, their ability to afford housing in this area, has yet to be determined in terms of what will happen to this section of the county. And we just think that it's highly inappropriate to vote on something without having determined in advance what the real impact would be. The county has not measured that. The county has not come up with its own estimations of what that would be. The developers have their line that they say, and of course they say the impact is minimal and that they will be improving the bay, but the reality of it is that if you look at the science of the destruction of mangroves and seagrasses in terms of what they want to do, which is to destroy at least 2 acres of seagrass and 40 acres of mangroves and trimming down other mangroves, the cost will be tremendous. It will ruin the fisheries. There's tremendous science on this, and in the process, the urbanization of the area in terms of what the developers would want to do would destroy the Cortez fishing community that depends on that area as a spawn bed for their multi-million dollar fishing industry.
You are one of the organizers for the Boat Brigade protest that took place last weekend. How did that go?
Oh, I think it went exceedingly well. We were incredibly impressed by the variety of people who came to the event. It consisted of people from both parties, Republicans, Democrats, ecologists, and other types of political parties that are out there. We had, it was a very mature group, I should add. And we had people out from all areas of the county, too, not just the shore districts. We had people from East County who are concerned about the precedent that this map amendment change that the developers want would do to sensitive areas farther inland from Sarasota Bay. The impact of this is incredible in that respect. So many people from everywhere are concerned about it, and they all came out. We had kayakers. It was a really good event. We had a good time. We showed our solidarity, and, you know, it's our mission to keep this issue visible between now and August 6th, and we hope that with the different kinds of statements that we're making, whether it's through protests, through petitioning, through letter writing, through meetings with the commissioners, to letters with the commissioners, that they will understand that they need to do the right thing on August 6th, which is to not ratify what the developers want. We hope that by sending that message that they will do the right thing, and we also hope that if they do the right thing, you know, that they will understand that, you know, we will support them. We will support them because we understand that there's politics behind our concerns about the environment and with the way of life that people want here in Manatee County, that they will see that and that they will understand that they want to get reelected, they do need to do the right thing. And, you know, that's our mission.
Back to the August 6th hearing with the Manatee County Commission, can you explain what will be discussed at that meeting and what the developers want in order to make their project closer to becoming a reality?
Yes, they are trying to change the zoning and the countywide text amendment. There are two documents. One is called PA 13-03, and the other one is PA-1306. And these proposals are to change the way that that property is used. Right now, it's zoned for agricultural and residential, depending on where it is in the some 450 acres. And what they want to do is have it rezoned so that it's a mixed-use development, and which means businesses could also be in there in addition to residential communities and the agricultural use that is part of some parts of the property. Problem with that is that if you change it to mixed use and you put in a 80,000 square foot convention center, a 300 room high-rise hotel, high-rise condos, you start gouging out for the marina and all of that. You start filling in the coastal area to build it up for the development so that it won't flood. You're opening the area up to what is known as high-impact development. And when you have high-impact development, you have very little impervious structure for water to drain into. Right now, the shore area is very low-lying, and so it acts as a storm surge buffer zone for the other existing developed properties around it. When we have storm surge and heavy rains, that area there on the coastline absorbs water. Well, if they build it up, essentially what they do is they create an island for their property so that their that property, as they want to develop it, doesn't flood. But what happens to the rest of the properties around it during a storm surge? Well, the water flows into those properties. What will that do to existing homeowners all around it? It will drive up their insurance rates. We have a lot of elderly people who live in these subdivisions, in the trailer parks nearby. They're on fixed incomes, and their insurance rates are already pretty high. We're always seeing increases year by year in our insurance rates. This is just going to make it worse. You're going to have construction traffic for the next 15 to 20 years in the process of developing that area. It's going to tear up our roads that lead into that area, Florida Avenue and El Conquistador Parkway. Who absorbs the cost for that impact? Taxpayers do. The existing homeowners do. So there are financial problems in addition. And, you know, none of this has been answered. And we just think it would be very irresponsible for the Manatee County Commission to vote on something without answering those questions. And you can't take the developer's word for it.
And how would you respond to the developers' arguments that this is a positive thing for Manatee County, that it would be a revitalization of the economy?
There are other ways to revitalize the county, through ecotourism, for example. That is a business that could be built up and in a way that is sustainable. There are ways of propping up the commercial fishing industry and working with the people of Cortez in a way that does not do damage to their multi-million-dollar economy when this new multi-million-dollar economy that they want is proposed. There are all kinds of creative things that the Manatee County Commission could do and that the state of Florida could do to change the economies. It's just that no one's focused on it. Everybody is interested in this old way of doing things, and we know what the old way of doing things does here in Florida. Look all around you. Look at all of the strip malls that have unoccupied space in them. Look at all the other convention centers that already exist that hardly have their heads above water. Why would we want to add more of that to this area? That doesn't seem to me to be a very wise idea. Something that is economically sustainable involves controlling growth. We think that a better approach would be to find other more creative, more environmentally, and also ways that are safe for people. Building in a coastal high hazard area, building high-rise hotels and condos in a federally designated coastal high hazard zone is not a very economically prudent thing to do. Driving up people's insurance rates by building in an area like that is not an economically prudent thing to do. This is an insane plan, and it's unparalleled in the history of the county. It would dwarf anything that has ever been done by way of development on Sarasota Bay. And it is not economically sustainable. Nothing that could result in grave harm to people's lives because of where the location would be is economically sustainable. Look at Louisiana. Look at Miami. Hurricane Katrina. Hurricane Andrew. This kind of insanity has to stop, this build, build, build mentality. If you really want to do your environment and the human ecology of Sarasota Bay a favor, you will turn out on August 6th for that commission hearing, because many of the commissioners have taken a lot of money from these developers, not all of them, but most of them have. And so they were in part put in office by these political campaigns that the developers funded. And about the only thing that's going to change these commissioners' minds, given how close they are with their relationships with the developers, is if a real large crowd shows up to the Manatee County Civic Center in Palmetto on August 6th at 1:30 and voices what it believes, which is that the commissioners should say no to what these developers want.